You have just unlocked a Prince Burwa audio experience.
Yo, what is happening? This is Prince Burwa here, back again with another video. I'm gonna keep this one a little short because their camera battery is literally running fucking down, right? So I'm just gonna be quick about this. So I get this question a lot from guys who are especially insecure about their appearance, or they have their own reasons about, you know, being insecure in certain social situations. And when these moments arise, that when we are out there meeting new people, we are about to get introduced to someone, be it a party, be it some social gathering, or be it a public transport place like an airport. So in these moments, there come certain times where we have to introduce ourselves or we have to meet new people, right? So when that happens, most of the times our first impression sometimes get cut off short. Here's what I mean by that. Well, do you remember the first time? Do you just remember the last or the second to last time when you met someone new and you failed to put a successful first impression on that person? It happens all the time. It's pretty fucking common, right? So it used to happen a lot with me. And before I got into personal development, like before I went into the journey of 5 to 6 years of personal growth, constantly working on myself, kaizening everything, before I knew all these body language, these non-verbal patterns, these charisma tactics, this social magnetism stuff, right? Before I knew all that, I always had the idea that, you know, you had to be in some way good-looking, well-dressed, some tall motherfucker in order to meet new people and to leave a lasting first impression on them. And gradually, I realized that that was not fucking true. I repeat, that is not true, all right? As much as image is concerned, as far as image is concerned, yes, it plays a role. But what plays a bigger role are the non-verbal cues that you send out when you meet basically anyone, all right? So how does this play out in the first interaction, in the first impression that you want to make? For example, you see this really cute girl, you meet her, you try to start a conversation with her, or basically, you know, if you're sitting next to her on an airplane and you've met her for the first time, maybe she starts the conversation and you are like, you're caught off guard. What the fuck am I saying? Blah, 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 blah. All right. I haven't done a video for a long time now, so bear with me. In these moments, oftentimes, we tend to get way too riled up inside our own heads. We get stuck in a fucking rut and we try to figure out the next thing to say or the kind of impression we want to make them, and we start asking these questions. And when we start doing that, gradually what happens? It becomes tangled. The wirings inside our brain, they become tangled, they get tangled, and our ideas start moving less freely. So we become constricted, we become constipated, and that kills our first interaction. So in order to not make that happen, obviously you need to be aware, you need to be present enough, right? So that is like the first prerequisite, if you will. You need to be present in any fucking conversation that you're having. Do the thought, leave the thinking for later. Be indifferent to the fact whether or not you're gonna fuck up, right? But that's just basic level stuff. I'm gonna get really, really deep here. The two most important things, all right? In my opinion, there are two basic things that make up any first social interaction. The first is context. The second is content. Content, no, content, all right? The pronunciation matters, right? So context is basically your nonverbal cues, your body language, your eye contact, your vocal tonality, your status signals, the way you're dressed, the way you carry yourself. But that can come later. What I want to focus on today is the part that most people always fucking forget. The image, everybody fucking knows that. We need to have a good body language. We need to have a good vocal tonality. Everybody is aware of that. But what people most often forget is the value, okay, the content that comes in the interaction. So this is what I want to focus on. Remember this, okay? In every interaction you go out and start or take part in from now on, it doesn't matter if you're meeting the person for the first time or you know them from years ago, it doesn't fucking matter. In any interaction from now on you get into, you're gonna go with the mindset of what real fucking value can I bring to the table in that interaction, to that person's mind or life, right? What value, what real, unique fucking value can I provide to that person? And that is key, all right? That is the second part of the entire circle, the other hemisphere of the circle of a social, an effective social interaction. The first circle, the first hemisphere is your image, right? The second is the value, all right? Image and value, they go hand in hand. You can't thrive with the other. But that also goes to say that value is so fucking powerful. The value that you provide in any interaction, any person provides in any interaction, in fact, it's so fucking powerful that it doesn't fucking matter how you're dressed. You can go up naked in front of a fucking, I don't know, the president of the United States. It doesn't matter who it is right now. Trump, all right? I don't care if you're a pro or con. It doesn't matter. The point is, if you, no matter whoever it is, you can go up naked in front of a fucking person wearing a fucking diaper, if you will. And if you provide the right fucking value in those, I don't know, 50 seconds of that interaction, if you will, you will give off a lasting, how did I say though? Last thing, first impression in that person's mind. And guess what? That night, the person goes back to bed, they're sitting down, reminiscing the events that went on in their life that day. They're gonna go to bed sleeping, they're gonna go to sleep thinking of that one person, that one guy in a diaper who provided so much fucking value in 50 seconds time. These are just examples, all right? I'm not suggesting you go out there with a diaper or anything. No. Consider this an example. This video is an example of real fucking value. Did it help you? Of course, it's gonna fucking help you. That's what I mean by value, all right? Actionable information that can change or break someone's life. That's value. I wouldn't call it break or... I just say make someone's life, all right? I decided to go into the building other people's, empowering other people kind of value, all right? Not the negative kind of value, all right? Value is subjective, obviously. So you gotta decide what kind of value you wanna put out there. I hope this video came of good value to you. I'm gonna go and have one of these now. It's beautiful. See you around. My name is Prince, and you are a super fucking human. Hey, if you enjoyed that, if you found the podcast valuable, don't forget to hit the follow button or the subscribe button, whatever the fuck it is on your platform. Also, don't forget to follow me on social media. It is the Prince Burra. D like THE, D Prince Burra on Instagram. All right, see you around.
You have just finished a Prince Burra audio experience.